We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Tesvav Amud Aleph. We had a machlekes, Tana Kama and Rab Elazar, about four things, four differences between Meicha Atzmai and Machru Bezdin. Difference number one is, if it has to be Dafka 6 years, or it could be for more if you make a Tanai. That's number one. Number two is, if there's a parasha of Nirtza. Number three, a parasha of Hanukkah. Hanukkah means that when they go out, they get special presents. Dafka Machru Bezdin, not Meicha Atzmai. By Sheish also, Dafka Machru Bezdin, not Meicha Atzmai. And by Nirtza also, which means you want to extend your stay, also, it's dafka machru bezdin, not mechatzma. And the fourth nafkamina was if you give meisa shivcha kananis, if you give over a shivcha kananis or not. And Rashi learns that shivcha kananis means it's also to mechatzma. It's only muta to machru bezdin, and you could force him to take a shivcha kananis in order to produce children. Now, Taisus asks, we mentioned this agav yesterday, but Taisus has a question. That why do you need a miut when a see when I have miutim now for all of things? Gemara comes out, really we learn out sachah, we learn one from another. But there's a miut for each thing. So the first thing we learned yesterday is the miut of Vavodcha Sheishanim, that's only by Meicher Bezdin, not Malchasma, because really you have sachah sachah. Now up to the second one, and we'll speak out Taisus in a second. Zoklimar, my time of the Tanakam Adama, Meicher Atzmai Eina Nirtza. What's pshat? We learn out sachir sach. We learn out meicha atzmai from machru bezdin. So why did you have miyit? So why by meicha atzmai don't you have nirtza? So what's the reason? Chari, you have a gzeir shava. My time tana kam with meicha atzmai nirtza mid the miyit rachmana gav machru bezdin. But rotsa adoinov is oznoi b'maratzeya. And Rashi speaks out because the word oznoi is extra because it says in different passing of sata b'oznoi. So you know that the hole has to be in the ear of the eved. So why does it say it's oznoi? So it's a miyit. Oznoi shaloi v'le oznoi shemeich atzmai. Coming to the miyit. Dafka oizin of machru bezdin has a din of nirtza, but not the oizin of meich atzmai. No, if he makes it tonight, but let's say he makes it for 60 years, then he goes out and he can't. You have to take a new kinyan, sell yourself again. You can't use the nirtza to be a kinyan. Nirtza is a chiddush; it's a kinyan, like it's kindness atzmai. Nirtza nikna beritzia; it's a chiddush. No money. The kinyan is with ritzia. You could give money if you want, maybe, but the kinyan is with the ritzia. That's the kinyan. The kinyan obvious with that, and that's not possible by a meich atzmai because of miyit. So on that, Taisa has a kasha. It says, what do I need this miyit for? It says, by a nirtza, that you have to say, a haftias ishti ves banayim. And l'chayra, by a meicha atzmai, we're saying, it's also a shivcha kananis. So you don't have a hafti as ishti ves banayim. That's Taisa's kasha. So it's Taisa raya, like Rashi, not like the Ritva. We spoke about Yisrael Chalik's Rashi in the Ritva. If a meicha atzmai is mutter to shivcha, it's v'vuri klar in Taisa's, that it's also, and therefore he has a kasha. This is the Ritva's, this kasha is the Ritva's raya to shita. So Taisa's answer is that if not for Oznoi, you will learn out from Socher Socher that even though you don't need a haftiest, even though you don't have a haftiest ishti, still you would have Nirtza. That's his Terence. That you would have even without that from Socher Socher. But Galakponim, the miyat for Nirtza is the word Oznoi, Ozdoi Shlova, Ozdoi Shomei Chasmai. The Idoch, on top of that, Tesvav Amral, the Idoch, the Olaman Yamar, Rakhdor Velozo holds that you do have the din of Nirtza by Mech Chasmai. What do you do with the Oznoi? It's extra word. It's for how do you know that you make the hole in the right ear? Nemekan oizen says over the oizen nemer halon and says by the parasha of metzayra oizen mal halon yamin avkan yamin. The parasha of oizen by metzayra oni was there by Metzora, has a whole parasha of what you do, and then has the parasha repeated for Ani, which is a different carbon. It repeats all the same halacha, so all those words are extra. So you have extra word oizen there, you have extra word oizen here, to make exer shava oizen oizen. So and we learn out, and like Taisus speaks out on top, that pirish, the top Taisus, it's actually mufna mishneis dog, you need both words to be extra, the ena mufna, el mitzad echad, you can make a pircha, and say, ma'ala mitzayrish, ken ton eitz aras, v'ezav, she's last, that's why, maybe there, dafki, and me not here, that's why it has to be mufna, akabonim, he uses the extra word oznoi to make the gzera shava, v'idoch, what does Tanakama do, he needs the gzera shava also to teach us yamin, v'idoch, ken le mekra oizen, my oznoi, it's coming to me, my eight, the meicher atzmai ve'idach. Why say oznoi? Just for exer shav, you don't need the word oznoi. Ve'idach umbayle oznoi v'le oznah. Teach us. There's no din nirtza by a oma avriya. Oznoi v'le oznah. Ah, you'll ask me. What do you need a miyat for Amavriya? There's no hafti ishtivez banai. Here the Tosfos Rosh asks Kasha, and Tosfos Rosh answers, because you would have said that since there's a hekish Amavriya to Eved Ivri, you would think that there, even though there's no hafti ishti, it would work. I read it in Tosfos Rosh, and so Tosfos Rosh is printed at the end of Daf Yudalid Amid Beis, is the Tosfos Rosh, and he says, since it was hukash to Eved Ivri, Hamina should take Netzaras K'mayshu, like where it is. Akbanim, he used the Osnoi, the Rabbi Lazar uses Osnoi, like Osnoi. V'idach, how does he know not Amavriya? Nafkulam, Oymar, Yoymar, Ha'Eved. Dafka Eved, Eved, Loy Amma. V'idach. So what does Rabbi Lazar do with this pasuk? M'bayalei, Achu Yoymar Kishu Eved. He has to say it before the 6 years is up. He has to say Yoymar Eved. I have to issue his banai before the 6 years are up, while he's Eved. The idoch me Eved ha Eved nafka. What's the question?
Why can't I bring the Amavir? Doesn't work because Amavir, why she's still Amavir?
Yeah.
You can't say it.
You don't have to say it. We're saying you don't have to say it anymore.
The idoch says you can't even request the Selana because Amavir is Tana. She can't tell herself.
She Tana says she can't say it. Why can't she say it?
She's
right, the Kenyan is the Ritzia, but maybe while she's Eved, you can have, if she wants to stay long, you could. Right, but she's Nikna, yeah, so who says she can't say that? Next word of the hey, he darshens this, the Achyam Kishu Eved, and then the other part of the drasha, it will be for Nafa Amav. But Idoch, Eved, however, Le Darash, you don't Darshan. So your question is that who said a Amav Ria, while she'll be a Ketana, would have a right to think. So here it's a Ara. You're saying, you have to realize that she's Nikna already. She's ready, she's Nikna, so no, you don't need any Das Makna in this case. Could be that Das would be enough? It's very possible, but it's a good question. So the more Avaita. My Taima, the Tanakama, the Omar, so we already have two other differences. We already said that really we have socher socher, but still we have a miyat. The miyat by sheishanim is vavod chas sheishanim. By legabe the din of nirtza, we have oznoi and oznoi. If you don't mind the oznoi veloi, but moicha atzmai. And legabe amo, we have two differences. Either oznoi or oznoi, two drashas or yema yema ebed. But bottom legabe machlekes. Rav Loz Tanakama. But Avad Chah is saying no 6 years, but no din 6 years by Meich HaAtzmai. And the din of Oznoi is teaching us there's no din Ritziah by Meich HaAtzmai. The third thing, Hanukkah. My time of the Tanakhama, the Meich HaAtzmai in my Nikoloi. What's Rav Mandi Omar? Who says, Meich HaAtzmai in my Nikoloi. That's the halacha that after 6 years, the halacha is that you give him presents when he leaves. We'll learn about it later on in the parak, the different presents that you have to give him, how much you have to give him. But when the Eved leaves, you give him presents. And the Pasuk says that don't worry about it. It says, he worked very hard for you. He worked double for you. So therefore, you should give him, says, Hanik Tanik Loi, you should give him presents. So here we're saying now that this presence is only by Meicher Bezdin, not by Machrua Atzmai, not by Mach Atzmai. My time, Tanakama, don't Meicher Atzmai and Nikoloi. Meet Rachmana Gavachrua Bezdin, Hanik Tanakloi. The Loshon Apostle is Hanik Tanakloi, Mitzoynucho, Migorucho, Mikvecha, Sheverach, Shemakakatitin Loi. And the Loi, Hanik Tanakloi, only him, and not someone else. Loi Vloil Meicher Atzmai, not Meicher Atzmai, is not Ger Hanukkah. Ve'idah, so what does Rabbi Lazar do with this Loi? That, let's say the Eved dies, he finishes 6 years, you have to give him Hanukkah, and he dies, he drops dead. So do you give his Yarshim the Hanukkah? So the Miyat is, you don't give the Eved's Yarshim the Hanukkah. But Frank Tehmar, how can I give Miyat? Yarshim my Loi. Sochi Kar Rachmani. He's considered a Sochi, he's a regular worker. My Sochi are Pula Sel Yarshav, just like every regular day worker or laborer gets his schar pulasa to the yarshim. Af hai pulasa to the yarshim. So why in the world shouldn't he get? You know, it's a miyat, but the Mar is asking, like, can't be. Like, why shouldn't the yarshim get it? It's his money that he deserves al schiris as his payment for his work. So what's the loy coming to my? The fi Rabbi Lazo does not use it to my mechatz my. Elo loy v'lo v'alchayvai. But you give it to him, not to his v'alchayv. What's the half meaning? Mesvile lamba alma kram nosin. This is your hologram nosin. The tiny little bride. So omram nosin. Menayin lenoisha bechaverim mono. Vechaverim bechaverim mono. Shemitzim mezeh v'neistim mezeh. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shimon borrows money from Levi. So he owes money to Levi. And then Reuven borrows from Shimon. So when Reuven pays back, Levi can say here, Hezachan, goes to me. Because Shavudah Rav Nosson, Shimon owes me money, so you give me the money, you owe Shimon, give it to me. It's called Shavudah Rav Nosson. So here we have a case, let's say that Eved Ivri borrowed money from Levi, and his master is Reuven. So when Reuven gives the Hanukkah, so Levi says, what do you mean? Shimon owes me money, give me the Hanukkah. The halacha is, loy, but loy levach oivoy. And even though we hold like Rav Nosson, Shavudah Rav Nosson, here you won't go. Tamalei Rav Nosson, Hashosho, Amalei, this is part of Rav Nosson's drasha. And also, loy lafuke levach oivoy. Ve'idoch, so how does Rabbi Loza know that? He uses the loy for something else, uses the loy to mayit, the Tanakama, who uses loy to mayit, how does he know the Shavu Rav Nosson, that you don't give it to Bachai? Ve'idoch, but I'm not really like Rav Nosson, he never holds a Rav Nosson. So this Gemara is a little bit problematic. Why? Because we have the word loy, we said maybe loy v'loy the Yarshim. He says, no, it can't be, you have to give the Yarshim. Why? Because it's schiris. So he said, no, it means about chayve. What do you mean? It's schiris. Like the same question. It's like when someone owes money for his work, the Baal Chayv can demand it. Teretz is, here's a miyat, loy. Okay, Yarshim also. Say a miyat, loy. Why is Yarshim better than Baal Chayv? Why is Yarshim, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Because of that, the Goyin actually changes the gears in the Gemara because of his kasha. Akaponim, but, so what's the Teretz's kasha? So the Marit, the Rav Chaim Wasserman, and others all ask his kasha. The Mahalach of the Marit is, we'll just say it quickly, is that by Yarshim, if you'd be potter to do Hanukkah, then who would keep the Hanukkah? The master himself would be keeping the Hanukkah. And that makes no sense. Why should he keep the money? He owes the money to the Eved. But Shein Kein by a Bachayiv, if it doesn't go to the Bachayiv, it goes to the Eved. It's not Pshat, he keeps it. So there it makes more sense to say this Miyad. The Miyad is, does not go to the Bachayiv, but you're not becoming potter from the Hanukkah. You're giving it to the Eved. The Eved's alive, remember. You're giving it to the Eved. So that's why there it makes more sense to make drasha that way. That's how the Marit explains the Gemara. And now I want to go to the fourth difference between Meich Atzma and Rechu Bezdin. Again, we had a Kasha, Sochi, we're learning from each other out. So we need a Miyad to say why Meich Atzma does not have the din of Shivcha Kananis. My time to comment on Meich Atzma and Rav Meich Shivcha Kananis. Miyat Rachman Agav Akmur Bezdin. In my Adon Rav Yitin Loi Isha Loi Veloi Lameich Atzmai. There's a Miyat. It says, in my Adon Rav Yitin Loi Isha Loi Veloi Lameich Atzmai. Dafka to a Machru Bezdin gets a Shivcha Kananis and not Meich Atzmai. Ve'idach, what does Rav Loz do to Loi? Loi Bal Karchoi. That you can force him to take the Shivcha Kananis. Ve'idach, where does Tanakama know you can force a Eved Ivri to take a Shivkananis. Mechi Mishnah Schar Sochin Nafka. We learn from the Pasuk of Mishnah Schar Sochin, which means he's working for you double. The title into the Brisa up. Says in the Pasuk by Hanukkah, it says, you know, don't worry about giving Hanukkah because Mishnah Schar Sochin Avatcha. He works for you double. Avatcha. Sochir, a regular worker in Eved Ben Yom, only works by day. Eved Ivri, Eved Ben Yom Lila, works by night and by day. So, Frank the Brisa of a Chisal, Eved Ivri, Eved Ben Yom Lila. Do you think that Eved Ivri works by day and by night? Like for Nemar, you can't work him like to the bone. Like for Nemar, it says by Eved Ivri, you have to be good to him, which means Imach b'Mayach eats the same food as you, Imach b'Mishta, same drink as you. But and he just, you have to take care of him exactly like you. You can't make him work the whole day and night. So what does it mean? He works double for you. The Rabbi is Moshe Shivcha Kananis, and therefore he works by night by having children from the Shivcha Kananis. So Agaponim was saying that that's the makar for Bal Karchoi according to the Tanakhama. The Idach, who's using the word, is using the word of loy for Bal Karchoi. So why couldn't he use the pasuk of Mr. Sasacher? But Idach imahas v'havah mina hana mili medaita. It's only medaita Bal Karchoi. My loy wouldn't know Bal Karchoi. Kamash lo, no. And if it be medaita, so he know that already from Madonna Yitin Leisha. What does it mean? Imahas v'havah Mr. Sasacher. You would think medaita Bal Karchoi loy. You need loy. What do you mean? You know from Madonna Yitin Leisha. So Taisa asks the kashya. The master of Idach. Taisa says you would think it just lahartzais adon kama, which I said before. It's just trying to be mechazek the owner before he gives anaka. He's saying, by the way, the guy worked so hard for you. Give him anaka. Wouldn't be a drasha. Kamash Ulan, According to this Mandiyama, the word loy, teach you that's Bal Karcher. So that's the bottom line. We had a Gemara, we were looking for the Mandiyama holes, you don't dash in Socher, and we didn't find it. And then we got into a tangent explaining why the Tanakhama holes, that Moicher Asper does not have these four things, it's all Meutim in the Pasuk. But now, let's go back, we're looking for Mandiyama holes, you don't dash in the Gzera Shava of Socher. Eleman Tanad Loyal of Socher, Hai Tanahu. Who is the Mandiyama who does not dash in the Gzera Shava of Socher? It's the following Tanah, tell them to the Braisa. It says in a pasuk, "V'shav el mishpachtoi." It says that the eved Ivri goes back to his family by Yovel. V'shav el mishpachtoi. He goes back to his family by Yovel. Omer Rav Lozmi Yaakov. V'meh kos v'davar. What are we talking about? Which type of eved? Even Moicha Atzmai. Even when Moicha Atzmai, Rekhvar Ne Omer. It really says a pasuk by Moicha Atzmai. It says ad shnasa Yovel yavad imach. It says by the pasuk that tul shnasa Yovel he works. So we know already that by Moicha Atzmai. There's din to Yovel. So the pasuk can't be talking about Chatzma. Ibn Nirtza, huh? Yeah. If it's 6 years, the Yovel bangs in the middle of 6 years, you go out. As the Mishnah says, huh? Yeah, Moicha Atzma. First pasuk, and the Mishnah speaks it also. It says every is kind of Atzma b'shanim ube Yovel of a growing kesef. Say 6 years or Yovel, it goes out. And the first pasuk. So Moicha Atzma from my first pasuk, it says Atchnasu Yovel Yavrimach. It says Klawi Mechatzma. It's the first apostle. Ibn Nirtza, Arik Fa'amu. We'll see. If it's Nirtza, there's a Makar from apostle also. Ha'ina Kasim Adabel, Machruah Bezdin. It's basically talking about Machruah Bezdin. He goes up to Yovel. Machruah Bezdin, Shtayim, Shal Shon from Yovel. Shal Yovel Maitzi, that Yovel is Maitzim. So we have here, we're going to see, we really have three psukim. For one for Mechatzma, one for Nirtza, and this apostle, Shavim Mashpachta, is for Machruah Bezdin. So the question is, Visakadat, Yol of Sacher Sacher, Lomali, Why do you need this drasha? Learn out Sacher Sacher. Nalev Sacher Sacher. Learn out Meicher Bezdin from Meicher Atzma. Meicher Atzma is the one who's more pasha than Yovel, because the first is a pasuk. Learn Meicher Bezdin from Meicher Atzma, from Sacher Sacher. So it must be, he doesn't dash Sacher Sacher. I'm not going to be Yitzchak. I'm Yav Sacher Sacher. But we do learn out Sacher Sacher. The Yitzchak, he need a pasuk still to tell us that a Meicher Bezdin goes out by Yovel. Why? Sagad at the Chamina, Meicher Atzma, who'd lay over the Yisura. Meicher Atzma, he didn't steal. So he didn't do an Isser. So there, we say he goes out by Yovel. But Chru Bezdin, the over the Yisura that he stole, and he did an Isser, Amen Nikvah, say, Mesh, give him a Knas, and don't allow him to go out by Yovel. Kamas on the pasuk that he goes out by Yovel. So here you would say, you wouldn't learn out Sacher Sacher because out of a Taina, that maybe you should have a Knas and shouldn't go out. Omar Mar, the Braisa said, even near Tzarek Va'amr. So Bishlama, Meicher Atzma, we know it's a Pasuk, and now we found out Vashava Mespachtai is talking about Meicher Bezdin. But we have to say about Nirtza that you go out by Yovel. Mahi, the time within the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Vashavtem Ish al Chuzasoi, Vishlama Mespachtai Teshuvu. But Mech Kosov Dabe, even Meicher Atzma Yerek Va'amr. Like we said, the Pasuk says, Achnasu Yovel Yavarimach. Even Achru Bezdin, we just said before, Rek Va'amr, that's Vashava Mespachtai. It must be v'shaftem ishal chuzasai. It's talking about nirtza. El v'nirtza shdayim v'shal yisham ne yovel. He got a hole in his ear 2-3 years before yovel. So yovel mitzia, yovel's mitzim. My mashba. When he seen this pasuk talking about nirtza, Amarava bar shilo makra ish. It says lashon ish. Ezu dov shenayg v'ish v'nayg v'isha. Which thing is dafka nayg v'ish not a isha? Have oim ezu ritzia. That is ritzia. That's dafka shayich by a ish and not by isha. Tosis has a question, two questions Tosis has. First of all, he says that Machru Bezdin also not shayach by Isha. It says, So he says, Maisa, Mechira is noyeg by Isha, but Ritzia is not Bechlam noyeg by Isha. That's what we know talking about Ritzia. But then Tosis has another bumbakash. He says, why is the Brayis ever say, it can't be this because we have a pasuk. It can't be this. What do you mean? Ish tells us that it's this. We just proof the pasuk to Ritzia. You don't have to say this and that. So you don't have to do process elimination. If you know from Ish, Tosis blives with a question on that. Akaponim, we have here three psukim to teach us Yovel. We have one pasuk by Machru Bezdin, one by Meicher Atzma, one by Nirtza. And the Gemara says we need all three. Ve'itzrich l'michta Machru Bezdin, ve'itzrich l'michta Nirtza. The Gemara is going to make a tshirichas on this, Machru Bezdin and Nirtza. We already know why it has to say Machru Bezdin and Meicher Atzma, because you would say maybe Machru Bezdin has a knas. Ve'itzrich l'michta Machru Bezdin, ve'itzrich l'michta Nirtza. Diyashmir Machru Bezdin, if it just said by Machru Bezdin that you go up Yovel, so there, Bishim Deloy Matoy Zimna, there is no knas because he never was over on the Isser of Avodai Heim Veloy Avodim La Avodim. He didn't extend his stays. So he never was over that Isser. Aval Nirtza by Nirtza, the Matoy Zimna, they already was there for 6 years, and he still wants to extend his stay. So there's a Taina And that's why Rashi says from Apia Gemara that you make a hole in his ear because it says ki avadeheim and he wants to be kaina odin laatzmoy. So even Nick they say maybe you should give him a knas. Viashmi nirtz. He said by nirtz you go out beyavim from the avalei sheis. Why say he released it worked 6 years already? Avachru bezloy avalei sheis. He didn't work 6 years yet. Emeloy. Maybe there would not be a din that you go out beyavim. He didn't do 6 years yet. Tzricha need both of those. Now the Gemara just says, it says in the Pasuk, v'shafta mishal chuzah, so it's talking about a nirtza goes out, b'yoivel. The Pasuk also says, by a nirtza, that it says, v'rotza adoynov es ozdoi b'martzaya, v'avodoi lo'olam. Now lo'olam does not mean forever, like Rashi speaks out, because lo'olam, you're not ever lo'olam. Lo'olam means lo'olam es yoivel. So Gemara's question now here is, why need v'shaftem, which means you go out b'yoivel, and why need the word lo'olam also? V'itzrech lemichta v'shaftem v'itzrech lemichta lo'olam. Digas arachmon lo'olam. If you would say lo'olam v'avodei lo'olam, then you would say havamina lo'olam mamish. You think mamish lo'olam. Because arachmon v'shaftem, then you go out b'yayvul. Digas arachmon v'shaftem havamina hanemili. The only time you go out b'yayvul maybe is if you didn't do 6 years after the nirtza, after the ritzia. Hanemili heichad lo'avad sheish. Aval heichad lo'avad sheish. If you already did 6 years after the ritzia, lo yeseif v'charmon v'tchilasai. The ritzia should be worse than the original sale. Mat chilasa sheish av seif inami sheish. Kamash malon, that lo'olam lo'olam was yevil, forever of yevil. It's different you both. You need a shaft to say you go out yevil upon him. You need lo'olam to say it's not only, it's not 6 years and minimum 6 years, but it's more, until lo'olam was yevil, you stay, a nirtza will stay as ever until yevil.
Minimum 6 years or maximum?
No. A maximum, we would think a maximum 6 years, it's not worth it, so I can ask one, no.